Zakir Tamiz is one of two students from UVA to be part of the governor's task force, which is composed of all public colleges and universities in Virginia and one private college. 40 students showed up on Friday's summit and met with the governor. One theme, better information about what's happening close to home.
A lot of students feel like they don't really know what's going on or that they don't really understand what matters, especially in the national news cycles. They always just talk about national elections, right? But so much is happening in Virginia, and a lot of students feel like they aren't hearing that.
Throughout November, the task force will continue working on these ideas, such as setting up a list of best practices that universities can take to ensure civic engagement. They will then present a set of recommendations to the governor in December.
So, for example, a lot of schools, students don't have cars, and the polling locations are very far, so they're not able to walk there. And as a result, they don't vote. And that's part of the problem, right?
UVA's Student Council, where Tamiz is also active, has managed to make student access to polling stations easier for this year's election.
So, for example, the University of Virginia, through the work with Student Council and through Student Council actually advocating for this in previous years, is using the safe ride vans that UVA has that they use at night for student safety and having those bring students to the polls in the daytime. Because, again, there is, for example, the North Line, which is a bus service for UVA, but it's going to be completely crowded. And as a result, many students can't get on the bus. So the university expands its public transportation options to the polling location to adjust for student traffic on election day. It will be done this election at UVA because Student Council demanded it.
Tamiz hopes that success will provide an example for students around the state. For WMRA News, I'm Marguerite Gallerini.